listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Well, grace to you and peace this day from Jesus the Christ, who comes to us once again in peace and in grace. Amen. The highly quoted author, at least in a lot of Lutheran circles, he's a speaker and a consultant named Peter Stanky. Has anybody ever heard of Peter Stanky? I wonder, through the transition process, his book often comes up, Congregational Leadership in Anxious Times. It's an excellent book. Peter Stanky notes in that book, where he just notes the root of the word disaster. Do you know what the word disaster literally means from its Latin roots? It comes, the first part of the word, dis, D-I-S, of course means to not have something, to not be able to do something. And then aster, asteroid, it means star. Disaster is when you have no star. Isn't that interesting? No star to follow. That's a disaster. So ancient sailors losing their way at sea in the fog and in the clouds happened often because they had no star to follow, right? It was a literal disaster. Contrast that, of course, to this day's text with the journey of the Magi. And by the way, the Magi. So I keep wanting to say three wise men. This came up in our Bible study earlier. We don't know that it was three wise men. We know that there were three gifts. Read the text and check me on that. It doesn't say there were three wise men, though. Some of our kids were quick to point that out to me. Doesn't say three wise men, so maybe it was a whole bunch of wise women and men and children all traveling, but they had three gifts. We know that, the gold, the frankincense, the myrrh. So it's artists and things that, and all our nativities and everything, we have these three wise men. That's just an inference, though, based on the three gifts. So that's just kind of interesting. The point is, however, that they all, whoever they were, had a star to follow. It was not a disaster. And they chose to follow that star. Disasters when we have no star to follow. The problem is, for us, is that there are lots of stars in the sky. Which star are you at least tempted to follow in this new year, 2019? Is it the star of fame and glory? The rock star, the pop star, the sports star, or the military star, political stars, gold stars of school and accomplishments. You know, you get a gold star when you do good things. Perhaps shooting stars, like the housing market or the stock market. They're up and then they're down. It's hard to find the star of Bethlehem amid all the competing stars. But here's a clue, friends in Christ. Stop looking up. To find the star of Bethlehem, stop looking up. For Christ always comes to us from underneath, from where you would least expect. Remember, he was born in a manger, announced to shepherds, amid the poor, just earthly stuff. Christ always comes from beneath, from the least likely places, earthly stuff like wheat and grapes and just plain old water. Christ always comes from where you would least expect, like broken and flawed people, from hurting congregations, from tragic situations, from simple everyday moments amid hectic schedules and frightening seasons. The Magi, the text says, bowed down to pay him homage. So why don't we, following their example, bow down, look around on the floor of our world to find the Christ child. Look to Bethlehem. That is the most out of the way, insignificant, underneath little town. That's where the star, the light of Christ, stops and where it stays. This is such a wonderful story because of its cosmic implications. This love and presence of Christ comes from below and has the ability to move the stars above, to call people from all corners of the earth to gather, to praise, and then to go home by a different road, changed. It means that God's love for you calls you as far off in a distant land as you might be or might feel, as downtrodden or hopeless or sick or afraid as you might be. God's light, albeit hard to see at times, God's star rises in the east, the bright star of the morning. It is symbolic of hope and a new day. Christ Jesus' star rises in the east and lights your way in this new year of 2019. This new year of life that God has given us. I keep thinking of our life here together at Bethlehem as a year of healing as we look forward. Which doesn't mean it's easy, as anyone knows, who's been on the journey of healing. But here we are, looking forward. The same star that the world leaders saw, those three kings, as the songs and the art pieces go, the world leaders, the wealthy and the powerful and the wise, the same star that guided them, that came to them and lit their path, comes to you too and guides you even today, even now. That's how dear you are to God. Not forgotten in some far-off land, but forgiven and guided. What a gift that Bethlehem star is. That eastern star in the blue sky is for us. And so, we respond. God's love for us moves stars. So we respond, not because we have to, but because we can't help ourselves. In response, we bring our gifts, our gold and frankincense and myrrh. What is that for you? What's your gold and frankincense and myrrh? What are your treasures? And then looking down, bowing down, kneeling down, we pay him homage too. How can we do that with our whole lives into this new year? What can we bring? How can we serve and give and trust evermore in this Christ child? For we need not dwell in disaster. For we have a star to follow. A star of love, a star of life, a star of hope, a star of healing, and a star of forgiveness. We need not dwell in disaster. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we too have been changed by this star. So changed, so transformed, that we are about to do a wild thing here. We're about to pray for other people beyond just those who we like and who we love. Every Sunday we do this in the prayers of intercession. I don't know if you've noticed our little rubrics for the prayers of the people. Ron's going to offer them in just a little bit. But those rubrics, the little italicized little portion says, having received the word of God's relentless grace and faithfulness, we can't help now but turn outward and pray for others. It's about so much more than just us. Having encountered God's grace that shines down on us, the love of Christ compels us, it says. Our prayers, not just our prayers either, our words and our actions and our ministries here at Bethlehem and beyond, they aren't just focused inward. It's not just about us, about our building or about our ministries or about our people. The love of Christ compels us outward. We can't help ourselves, right? Having received these gifts, to turn and go like the Magi, go home by another road. We can't help but reach outward to people and situations far from our own people and situations. That seems like a crazy thing to do. Why not just care for our own? Why care about people we don't even know? Why care about the earth itself, even? Why not just stick to what we know and who we know and reach out with them? God's love is how. It's not natural. Just like stars moving and magi following, stars stopping and shining down. We can't help but turn outward to people and situations so far from our own, even those in our own neighborhoods, even those around our world in faraway lands. We even pray for our enemies in this place. We pray for the Herods of our world, of our government, of our communities. Maybe there's Herod-like actions even among those we care about the most, in our own families and our own friendships. We pray for those who persecute us. That's how transformative this light of Christ is. We have been changed by this star. So changed, so transformed that we have hope in the midst of the darkness of winter. We have a way, and that way is Christ. That way is love, and that way reaches beyond borders and oceans, beyond broken hearts and broken dreams. Even when the world comes crashing down around us, God's people looking down, not gazing up, looking down at this earth, God's people find the hurting and the oppressed and the sick and the lost, and they find Christ right there with them. A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's how changed we are. 2016, I went to Rome, actually, with a group of Lutherans, and my dad was part of that trip as well, and one of his colleagues led the journey. I'm not sure how many of you have been to Rome and seen these different early Christian sites, but in the middle of the Tiber River is an island. It's called Isola Tiberina, which just literally means Tiber Island, and it was a place in ancient Rome where they would bring their sick. Sometimes their children, sometimes their maimed. The people of Rome would bring them there, and they would leave them there because they were of no use. They made them weaker. They made Rome weaker. So they just left them there with all their illnesses. They left criminals there, and everybody forgot about them. The worst cases that even just push into the river. Brutal. Across the river from the powerful area of Rome and the Seven Hills was an immigrant neighborhood. And in the immigrant neighborhood in the early times was where the Christians lived, because they weren't from Rome, most of them. So the Christians, the story is, and there's truth to this, there's evidence for this too. The Christians would leave their immigrant neighborhoods and then cross on boats at night and tend to the sick and the poor and the lame and the lost and even the criminals. It's a powerful image of how changed we are by this light of Christ. We have been changed by this star, so changed that we go home now by another road. So changed that we're going to lay down our sword and shield down by the riverside, like the old spiritual sayings. We're going to hammer our tanks and our guns into stethoscopes and gardening tools, to put a modern twist on Isaiah's vision of hope. We are so changed that now we practice peace. We don't just pray for it. We practice peace. We're going to go back to Herod. And we're going to speak to the powers. And we're going to go home by another road. The road of violence is not our road. For God has given us a star. We are free of disaster, sisters and brothers in Christ, for we have a star, and in that star is the hope and the salvation of this whole universe. And in that star is your freedom and everlasting life. For in this star is peace. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical?
That was terrible.
To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.